Hello and a very good morning. Welcome to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. India's crackdown on Chinese apps isn't new, but this time it's going beyond just China. The government has ordered the blocking of 119 apps, mostly from China and Hong Kong, but also from Singapore, the US and Australia. However, out of these, only 15 have been taken down so far. The rest remain accessible, reports Ahixur. Developers affected by the order are now seeking clarity on why their apps were targeted. Talking of fintech, UPI AutoPay is quickly becoming the go-to option for recurring payments, leaving card transactions behind. According to Anand Jay's report, UPI AutoPay's transaction volume tripled in just a year, jumping from 58 million in January 2023 to 175 million in January 2024, as per NPCI data. UPI now holds a 53% share of recurring payments, up from 33% last year due to its convenience. India's wearable market leader Boat is going public and its nearest rival Bolt is following suit. Danish Khan reports that Bolt is planning to launch its IPO and is closely watching the progress of its larger rival. With a 33% revenue growth last year, Bolt is not just expanding into new categories, but also working on strategies to counter the influx of cheap Chinese products in India. With a target of $1 billion in revenue by financial year 30, Bolt is also planning to expand into overseas markets. As Tesla prepares to enter the Indian market, there seems to be a growing appetite for premium electric vehicles, with brands such as BYD, BMW and Mercedes-Benz boosting sales. Ishan Gera's analysis of car registration shows that sales of premium electric vehicles priced above Rs 20 lakh have tripled in the last 2 years, accounting for 6.6% of total EV sales in 2024. Meanwhile, Trump's tariff threats are making investors in Indian pharmaceutical companies nervous. R. Sriram reports that a proposed 25% import tariff on pharma products could hurt both India and the US by disrupting supply chains, worsening drug shortages, and pushing Indian companies to invest more in the US. And despite analysts' skepticism about the tariff threats on US pharma imports, investor sentiment has taken a hit, reports Webby Ranjan. Small and mid-cap stocks are also feeling the pinch as growth hits a wall. Rising costs and weak demand are hitting their earnings, causing profit growth to lag behind large-cap companies for the second straight quarter, reports Ravindra Sonavane. Samsung has asked the Tamil Nadu government to ensure worker safety as the labor strike at its Sriperumbudur manufacturing facility intensifies, reports Danish Khan. The strike began on February 5 against the suspension of union leaders. A labor union affiliated to the CPIM, a DMK coalition partner, is leading the protests and the strike is exposing the DMK government's weakness, argues author K.T. Jagannathan. The fallout could hurt Tamil Nadu's ambitions to become an electronics manufacturing hub. And finally, India's influencer marketing space is reeling from the Ranveer Alabadia controversy. Maryam Farooqi reports that the fallout has led many brands to re-evaluate their partnerships with influencers and even cancel contracts. Meanwhile, influencer marketing agencies are strengthening their content vetting processes and contractual frameworks to avoid similar controversies in the future. Amid the controversy, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has urged streaming platforms to enforce stricter age-based controls and adhere to the IT Rules 2021, reports Ahixur. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.